I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So what do you think of my Bucks? Do you think they have a shot? Seriously, because I just want to, like, just in the division itself, do you realize they're only 2.5 out? That's crazy, right? They're only 1.5 behind the Cubs.
That is amazing, considering all year we've been talking about, okay, well, Milwaukee's got the division, but when is Chicago going to come alive and take it over? Chicago's going away with 10 games. Like, we never even looked at the Pirates to be a possibility of coming back for that. And not only are they 2.5 games behind the division, but that's the only way they're getting in, because they're 7.5 games behind the wild card. So, you know, it's not often you can say that a team that's third place in their division has a better chance of winning the division than the wild card.
I honestly, listen, I was on in Milwaukee this week. They've had a great season. They have. And it's been very exciting for a $61 million payroll. And as bad as their defense is, it's you've seen it, Carver High. Remember that night, 5 errors in that Friday night game that took 5 hours that they beat the Yankees' ass and we never got on the fan till 1 in the morning? I'll never forget that night as long as I live. But do you feel that they're melting right now? They're finished? Do you think it's over for them?
It's certainly starting to look that way.
They've dropped 6 in a row. They're like, this is it right here. This is the end.
I mean, and they're playing the Phillies this weekend, who are the worst team.
And they already beat them.
Yeah. It's just
swept by the Pirates, and now the Phillies. Nola beat them. Do you think they're done? Do you think this is it for the Brewers, or are you buying that they still have a shot? Because I was talking to people the other day saying they'll, at worst, finish 4 games back. Last night we were talking to the guy, Swick, right? He said 4 games back they'll finish. And Carver Hyde said 14 games back. He thinks the Cubs will run away with it. Do you think that the Pirates have a better chance now than the Brewers?
I'm starting to think they do. I mean, and looking at the schedule, too, I mean, you got Philly now, but you lost them, like you said. You got Washington coming up after that, the Cubs after that, so that – you know, they can find themselves out of division lead before we get out of the month. And then the rest of their season, I mean, they have some soft part of the schedule to begin August with teams like Minnesota and Tampa. I mean, Tampa and Minnesota both playing well enough, they're not going to be easy. St. Louis is going to throw Wainwright at some point, so that's going to be hard for them. They're not having an easy go the rest of the way. They have Pittsburgh again. They have Colorado late. They have, you know, San Fran. And
you know what? Wait a minute. Go back to the St. Louis thing. Wainwright, they suck.
But Wainwright's 11-5.
But that team's been terrible.
They are, but he isn't.
Do you think did you just see the rally killer get a hit tonight? Did he just get a hit? Or am I having replay-itis?
I believe he did.
The rally killer with a hit.
Because he's hitting ahead of the Red Rocket here.
All right, so the Red Rocket's up. Now, you have got to listen, I need to talk about this more. I'm going to have to do this at the top of the hour, aren't I?
So they still have 10 left with the Cubs and 8 left with Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I think they're done.
So let me say this. The Pirates right now start a 9-game trip. They've scored 12 runs tonight in Colorado. They play Colorado this weekend, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then they go to San Francisco. Then they go to San Diego. We just said, Mavi and I, that those are terrible teams. The Pirates have to do well on this trip like they are right now. They're 6 in a row if they win tonight. Keep winning against these crappy teams, and they could be a serious threat in that Central and to the Cubs, because everybody knows it's the Cubs. That it's the Cubs that you have to worry about. The Brewers are tanking right now. Times are a-changing, believe me you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.